Let us pray. God of might, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, you may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Thank you.
One of the episodes, just Jesus was walking outside the city of Laim, and they carried the coffin of a youngster with her mother who is a widow. You remember this episode? So Jesus, have mercy on that mother. That was a young man. So he stopped the coffin and revive the young man. Give him new life. So, afterwards, according to Valtorta, the Italian woman who has a vision on those things in the past of Jesus, in the time of Jesus, and they all, after the funeral, because no more funeral, the young man revived. So they all go to the house for supper. And the disciples were with them. So in one room, the family, the Pharisees or the people, and the other room are the disciples. So during meal time, there are two rooms, but connected with a corridor. So when the Pharisees accused Jesus, why don't your disciples clean their hands before they eat?
the disciples from the other room heard this, you know, shouting, accusing them. And Jesus in the other room with the host. And then Jesus very calmly and just on the disciples' behalf, telling the Pharisees, what makes clean is not washing the hand, but with a clean heart. Of course, the Pharisees were angry with Jesus. Then later, Jesus talked to his disciples. So, what makes you sin is not from outside, is from inside world. Even if you see a lewd person, you can admire God, how nice God created a beautiful creature. We praise the Lord. But if you have a lustful mind, then you have another intentions. And that's what makes sins, is from inside, the bad intention. So don't complain because temptation. Of course, there are always temptations. Jesus, after 40 days of fasting, of a prayer, and the devil telling him, can't you make this stone into bread to soothe your hunger? Temptation. Bread can be made from the stone, of course. For Jesus, it's possible. And Jesus was very, very hungry. After 40 days, only drinking water, you can imagine. But what Jesus says to the temptation, it's important to live, to listen to the will, the word of God, then to have food. Temptation gone. Not because there are no temptation, always temptation. But depends how you see things from the heart. Jesus understands we come from a human heart with many, many emotions inside. And from this morning, we have a meditation of Sister Faustina. It was made on the 2nd of March, 1938. And Jesus told Faustina, when somebody against you, bless her, give her your blessing. Humanly speaking, revenge. But Jesus said, no. Bless them. Pray for them. Although you cannot just embrace that person, but at least pray for them. Wish them good luck, good health, and God bless you. This is the way of Jesus. And this is the way of the cross. Our cross is not only dying on the cross and then okay. No, it's a way. The more important is the way of the cross. Step, every step is a cross. Every human person who are against you is your cross. Love your cross. Jesus didn't hate any person. He loved his cross. Humanly speaking, nobody loves suffering. But for sake of love, we are made by love. We are created in the image of divine persons. We are born love. Not only born free. Born love. Unfortunately, original sin makes us something wrong in our mind. And that's how the evil spirit can enter easily into our hearts. So important is to stay with Jesus. Faustina, in his vision, in his diary, he said, "I myself on the cross, Jesus, I would one hand hold to you." It's so true. We are impossible. But what is impossible, man, is possible for God. That's his words, Jesus' words. So many times, we are weak. Jesus knows it. But Jesus allowing what's happening towards you, allowing that person against you, speak evil against you, shout at you, Jesus knows. Jesus wants you to share part of his suffering. But Jesus, for our sake, he suffered all these stupid things. But we too, we suffer together with Jesus for the sake of sinners, even also for ourselves. So and this is our peace. The peace doesn't come from low cross. The peace is coming with Jesus, together with Jesus. You see, at the Garden of Olives, Jesus was praying hard, even sweat coming out, bloody shed, no sweat. And all the three his beloved disciples were sleeping or half sleeping. And Jesus came to them and said, "My friend, can't you stay with me for 1 hour?" Not because Jesus is alone, because Jesus seeing them, they feel alone. So be awake, I am with you. Not that Jesus wants them to console him, but Jesus make him awake, and then they can feel that Jesus is consoling them. Many times we thought that Jesus wants our consolation. No way. Even Jesus inviting you for adoration before the Blessed Sacrament. Of course, many writings said Jesus is very lonely in the tabernacle. Nobody come to visit him. That's true. But it's not the whole truth. The whole truth is we are lonely. We want him to be with you. But since the Blessed Sacrament still kept in the tabernacle, you cannot go anywhere, at least you have your chance when you come to the Blessed Sacrament and stay for some time. Not because Jesus is alone, because you are alone. Jesus wants to tell you, you are not alone. I am with you until the end of the world. This is our belief. Although we don't see, or even you don't feel, but this is the word of God. Can't you stay with me for an hour? This is an invitation. It's not a commandment. You can, or you cannot. Doesn't matter. Grace has come for those open hearts. If you open your heart, grace has come to you. If unfortunately you say, "Oh, I wrote time like that," the graces go to another person. When the graces come, if you are not receiving it, another one will receive it. So don't be stupid. Jesus is ready for you, all the graces. You will say, "I don't want." Okay, God bless you. But you say you want, and you a kind of half-hearted. Always we mention from the Revelations, the book of Revelation, "I prefer you either hot or cold, not lukewarm." We dare not to be so cold, and we do not try to be hot. Halfway, what the Revelation says, "I will vomit you out." It's not the way of the Father. That's why Jesus says, you have to be perfect as God the Father is perfect. Let's all try to be perfect. That's what Jesus wished. And thank Jesus for all these sufferings that's keeping us more closer to Him. As a matter of fact, when we fail, we come to Jesus. When you're successful, forget about anything. So, thank the Lord. Sometimes you fail, either in your health, or you know, spiritual life, or you know, anything else. Thank the Lord. Come to Him. Jesus just invites you, come to me. Can't you stay with me for an hour?